Thank you, Mr. Chair. Under IHL, the use of weapon systems that are not categorically prohibited under the existing rules applicable to the legality per se of weapons, which we referred to yesterday, would be governed by IHL rules that apply to the conduct of hostilities, and in particular, the targeting rules of IHL. As mentioned by France, Switzerland, and others, assessing compliance with targeting law is done in a case-by-case assessment. Such an assessment needs to consider whether the use of the system in question is capable of complying with these rules in the expected circumstance of use. Therefore, there are three interdependent aspects for assessing the implementation of relevant IHL rules. First, the technical characteristics and capabilities of a weapon system. Second, the human element. And third, the operational context. To comprehensively assess the legalities of laws, it is crucial to consider all three aspects together. As mentioned by Australia, the human element or human involvement is integrated at various stages of the life cycle of weapon systems. Consideration of the three aspects needs to provide sufficient assurance that the employment of the weapon system would be in conformity with applicable law, rules of engagement, and the intentions of its users. The appropriate degree of foreseeability and predictability of the weapon's operation, as well as the type and level of human-machine interaction, will be determined by the characteristics and capabilities of the particular system in question, in view of the operational circumstances and the mission's requirements. In any event, as we stressed yesterday, aspects such as foreseeability and predictability, as well as real-time human involvement in the system's operation, are not in and of themselves IHL requirements, but rather practical aspects which are relevant when assessing how to comply with IHL rules together with other factors. As mentioned, there is no one-size-fits-all set of requirements that every weapon system needs to meet, but rather these requirements may be adapted appropriately while considering the three aspects mentioned above: the weapon, the human, and the operational context. Similarly, limits on aspects such as space and time of operation necessarily differ between different cases. Another point we wish to address pertains to the suggestion to distinguish between different types of military objectives. There is no basis in IHL to support the argument that objects meeting the definition of military objectives in accordance with IHL should, as a matter of principle, be treated differently in the context of employing laws. We believe that examining on a case-by-case basis the system's technological capabilities and its operational context will be useful in determining the lawful use of a particular weapon system in a specific operation towards a certain type of targets or another. To conclude, the components we deem appropriate for a case-by-case determination of a weapon system legality in its use encompass the particular weapon system's inherent characteristics and capabilities, the type and level of human input during the various stages of its life cycle, and the operational context in which it is deployed. We do encourage further elaboration on the relation between these three components in our future deliberation on the legal aspects of laws. I thank you, Chair.